on Nightline, the Virtue Vigilante. He is a Christian conservative lawyer on a crusade against video games he says are evil.
Violent depictions of women being beaten, raped, and run over by cars. It's not the movies, it's video games. And now the women calling for change in this multi-billion dollar virtual industry are facing a very real backlash.
And for one man in Florida, it was another sign that American culture is going straight to hell.
Here you're literally stomping somebody into the pavement, and you can stomp them until there's a pool of blood in the street of the person you just killed.
Critics say in these virtual worlds, things often take a turn toward the dark side.
As a player, you can solicit a prostitute, kill her, and if that's not enough, you have the option to run her over.
The sense of violence against women being used as almost background decoration, right? As texture to make an environment gritty, more real.
The conservative Christian attorney says he is on a mission to protect children from evil.
What is it exactly that's so disturbing in some video games that's making women like Anita willing to face death threats?
Just when you think you hit the worst example or the most misogynist example, you find another one.
When it comes to the company behind some of the most mature titles, he is hardly coy.
I'm out to shut down Rockstar because they're run by a bunch of sociopaths, and they're a one-company crime wave.
On her website, Anita dissects these games.
Developers regularly utilize the brutalization of women's bodies, and especially the bodies of female prostitutes.
Her goal? To bring attention to what she calls the inherent misogyny in the gaming world.
To him, this is not entertainment. It is a murder simulator.
You're kicking, punching, ultimately shooting, cutting the heads off of people with machetes of people you don't even know and don't have a motive to be violent against.
I'll teach you!
In Watch Dogs, she points out how women are murdered to give the hero a reason to chase down a bad guy.
You are learning in a virtual reality to be violent, to enjoy being violent, how to kill, and so you're given an appetite as well as scenarios in which to be violent.
It gets worse and worse. Reinforces this idea of women as sexual objects, right? It reinforces this idea of women as playthings for their amusement.
I guess you could say I've rattled some cages and they've rattled me. They've come after me. They've repeatedly tried to end my legal career. Some people have intentionally incited people to kill me, threaten to kill me.
I'm constantly aware of the fact that there's an enormous amount of hate directed towards me.
Hate in the form of bomb threats, rape threats, even death threats.
Why such hate? Why such anger? I think a lot of it comes from this idea that gaming is a male-dominated space, right? And that games are for men by men. It's a very misogynist backlash. We are not meant to be treated with respect.
Somebody call Jack Thompson.
And it makes him an object of scorn in the gaming world.
I'm on the case.
And it's this kind of talk that makes her a target.
And that's when the cyber mob, right, the hate mob descended.
Bombarding her with mostly anonymous tweets and messages.
Kids who wear I hate Jack Thompson t-shirts can trade blows with his likeness in the game Mortal Kombat.
Someone even created a grotesque game where players can beat and punch a picture of her face.
Ow!
In a world of make-believe battles, Jack Thompson considers himself a real-life warrior.
How do you respond to critics who say, well, this is fantasy, this is not reality, you have to lighten up? Yeah, that's a fun argument.
How then do you account for the statistics that as the popularity of video games have gone up, violent crime has gone down?
It's not true.
According to the FBI, kids, you know, teenagers arrested for violent crimes fell by half between 94 and 2000.
Games have a huge impact on our society, so it's not just fantasy. It actually works to potentially reinforce some pretty harmful messages about women.
Game industry lobbyists are quick to point out a total of 9 federal courts have rejected so-called studies that video games cause aggression. They express confidence in the current rating system, as did the parent company of Rockstar Games. People who blame arts and entertainment for society's ills are always on the wrong side of history, they wrote. We're extremely proud of the diverse range of titles we create.